2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's the 22nd day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 51 degrees.
No crashes on the roadways as of yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, Gabby Petito's death was officially ruled a homicide, but we're still waiting to hear from police about what led to her death. And some Utahns say her story hits close to home for them.
I was in a domestic violence situation myself, and it was really hard to get out of.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, people have been leaving items at a memorial for Gabby Petito that's been growing in Ogden. They're writing notes in a book there for her parents. Jess Smith told KSL-TV that she sympathizes with Gabby because she sees this as a domestic violence situation, and she was in an abusive relationship herself.
I know it's easy to miss the signs and not really know the next step to go without fearing of what's going to happen next.
The case has captured the attention of internet sleuths, those following the couple's cross-country trip. It was ruled a homicide yesterday officially, but we won't know the cause of death until the full autopsy. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search, meantime, for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, will pick up again this morning in Florida. ABC's Andrew Dimbert continues our team coverage.
ATVs, drones, and helicopters, all taking part in the manhunt for Brian Laundrie after the mysterious death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito.
We have multiple drone operators that have been sent out in numerous teams.
The search is focused on 25,000 acres of swampland not far from Laundrie's home in Northport, Florida, where his family says he was going hiking last week.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest on the Petito case.
A well-known conservationist has gone missing in Yellowstone National Park. Katie Davis tells KSL-TV's Matt Rascone she is shocked 74-year-old Kim Crumbo has gone missing because he knows the outdoors.
Kim was the steady hand, had it under control, had a martini packed, had like it all. It was all good. He was just the person who you wanted to have on your trip.
On Monday, crews found the body of Crumbo's half-brother, Mark O'Neill, as well as an empty campsite and a canoe. Crumbo is a former Navy SEAL and used to work for the Park Service.
Some students in the Ogden School District are turning in their fellow classmates over the TikTok challenge Devious Licks. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Tim, officials say they're getting a handle on the thefts, at least in one school. The Standard Examiner reports the principal at Mount Ogden Junior High, Cynthia Smith, sent a letter to parents explaining how the school was affected when soap containers and sinks are ripped out of the walls. Soon after, tips started rolling in, mostly from students, about who was responsible. Smith says they've also had parents guide their children to return the stolen items. The Ogden Police and School Resource Officers are following up. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Sources tell ABC News the FDA will likely authorize Pfizer booster shots today for a specific population. Details will be hammered out in the coming days as the current COVID surge continues.
In Tennessee, a state with one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, announcing it's reserving the monoclonal antibody treatment for only the unvaccinated, leaving out those who got the shot. And in Ohio, the highest numbers to date for young people being hospitalized.
ABC's Ike Ajachi says the boosters will likely be limited to people age 65 and up and for those with other high-risk conditions.
Video showing border agents on horsebacks stopping Haitian migrants at the southern U.S. border is sparking outrage on social media. Critics say it appears as if the agent is whipping one of them. Others say that's not what's happening. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Del Rio, Texas, where he says no matter what's actually happening in that video, the optics aren't good.
There are people who say they could see him whipping, you know, this migrant. There's others who say, no, he's using the reins to control the horse. No matter, you know, what exactly happened, the image itself is not playing well for the Biden administration, for Customs and Border Protection. It just doesn't look good.
President Biden facing criticism from both parties over what's happening at the southern border.
A server at a Sacramento restaurant says she wants a customer who assaulted her over an unchilled beer glass to face consequences. Surveillance camera caught the unidentified man arguing with the worker and throwing a tip jar.
Normally, they just cuss at me or get mad at me or yell at me. But this person, he hurt me.
The server, who did not want her name used to avoid reprisal, says the restaurant has seen more violent interactions since the pandemic began.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.